Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, we've kind of got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead in the form of Charles Nagel. Charles is a member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO and the founder of QVinci, which is an organization focusing on helping small business owners get their financial and their operational side of their business in order. And he's here to talk to us about some really important stuff. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Charles, before I started doing my show and before I started founded my media company, I was a business consultant to small business owners. And one of the things that I discovered and that actually, you know, was the reason I was able to make a living doing it, was that small business owners didn't have all the answers. And I didn't have all the answers either, but between the two of us and my ability to find the answers, them hiring me to find the answers, if between the two of us we couldn't come up with the answers, you know, that's how I worked. But what I found out was that the people who would hire me weren't the problem. The problem were the people who either couldn't afford to hire an expert or a consultant or an advisor, or they wouldn't take advantage of free stuff like asking a friend, you know, going to a class, whatever it might be, because they were reluctant to tell people that they didn't know something. That is the single biggest reason why small business owners fail, is they refuse to admit that they don't know something and get help. What do you think?
Yeah, and actually, to extrapolate on that, you find a lot of what seems to be a prevalent thought process out there is, well, my business is different. Everybody else is okay,
mm-hmm.
but I've got, you know, and I can't, you know, I just can't, I'm uncomfortable talking
about
it. I
got some special problems here nobody else has on the
planet.
Yeah,
which turns out to be absolutely 100% the wrong thought process, that all small businesses have a lot of issues usually, and some of them are quite similar, and so we don't reach out and ask for help because it might be that's like failure or whatever, but the fact is a really smart, good business person will leverage as many resources as they possibly can
mm-hmm.
to get the best possible decisions, the best possible advice, help with what they're doing, because one man, one woman cannot do everything. And in the small business, that's what oftentimes happens. You try to do all the lifting, all the decision-making, all the aggregation
yep.
of information. You just can't do it by yourself.
Well, and Charles, when I was introducing you at the beginning of the hour, when I told the audience you were coming, you know, I said that that small business owners, that running a small business today is much more complicated than it was even 10 years ago. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, for quite a variety of reasons, but just one reason, I mean, the speed of business today
mm-hmm.
is a lot different than it was 20 years ago. And so you have to be able to assimilate information. You have to be able to react, read and react, make good decisions, and take advantage of opportunities when they come forward. You just can't be as reactive as you used to be. You have to be a little more proactive than you've been in the past. And so, and with the tools that are out there and competition, and you know, we don't have before. You know, quite a number of years ago, you could do business in this country by yourself, and some businesses still can. But we've become a global economy,
mm-hmm.
and things that are sold in Austin, Texas, where I am, are made in all parts of the world,
mm-hmm.
and it's not buying locally anymore.
Well, that's exactly right. And so the good news, and see, this is what's so interesting about America, Charles. We have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to getting help. I mean, I've given speeches on this in Europe, comparing what the kind of infrastructure support that small business owners have in America, much of it for free, compared to what other countries offer their entrepreneurs. And it's a stark difference.
Yeah, there's no shortage of opportunity, say it that way. To not take advantage of the opportunities and the networks that are here, and even the companies that are marketing services to help you, to not take advantage of that,
right,
would be very short-sighted in improving your operation. And let's not forget the side benefit of that, improving your quality of life.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's a big piece of the equation.
How about, like, you mean like getting your weekends back? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, something like that.
I remember getting my weekends back. What do you think, Charles? You remember that?
Quick break. I do remember that.
Quick break. 2:10. We're going to be right back and talk some more. We're going to come up. We got some specific examples of where you can go and who you can talk to and how you can get some help. 2:10. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back. It's 17 till. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out when you get a chance. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We got lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you with your small business right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, by the way. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Charles Nagel is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Charles is the founder and the CEO of QVinci. That's QVinci, I guess I should say. QVinci, right, Charles?
That's correct.
And that's QVinci.com, right?
That's correct.
Folks, we're talking about finding the free help out there to help you make sure that you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And Charles, I said a minute ago that the biggest reasons why small businesses fail is they don't ask for help. But there's one area inside of that admonition that is the other reason why they fail, and that is they don't know how to track their cash flow. They don't know how to manage their cash flow. And you are here today. One of the things you want to do today is offer my audience access to a free tool that will help them with that. Am I correct?
That's correct.
All right. Now, folks, please take advantage of this. This is a birthday present. This is a Christmas present. This is happy whatever you want to call it. This is a free gift for you, a big kiss on the cheek from our friend Charles Nagel. Go to QVinci, QVinci.com, and just down from the masthead on the right, Charles, I'm looking at
it.
Yeah,
just on the right-hand side there.
Free download this week only, pro forma, and it's just for this, for my audience, so check it out, and take advantage. Charles, tell us what they'll have to do when they click on that.
Well, when they click that, I thought what we'd do, Jim, is we'd do a quick 10-15-minute webinar for them. And say, look, here's the tool. Here's what it looks like. Here's what you're going to use it for. If you want to raise money, this is the perfect financial tool. It's a performa. And it's actually the same kind of tool that we have in QVinci. I just decided to pull it out and said, look for this show.
Right.
We're going to go ahead and make this thing available in an Excel format. And you can populate this thing, and you'll get two byproducts out of this. Number one,
it's already got formulas in it and everything, right?
It has formulas and a whole bit like that. If you populate this tool, and I've got clients that use this tool, I sanitize it and give it to them and let them go off. If you go out to raise money, if you're going to go to angel capital or something like that, you've got to show how you're going to make that money and how the money's how the money's going to flow.
And how you're going to pay them back.
Yeah. And so this tool is going to show you, is going to say, look, I see how you're going to make the money. The last time we raised angel capital, we've done it twice with this tool now, raised millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
These guys will say, look, you've done a lot of work here. I mean, there's a lot of granularity here. Yes, there is. Yeah, there really is. And so I see you've done your due diligence on the financial side. I see how you make the money that you say you've got on your bar charts and the stuff that you're rolling up to the top lines. I see how you do that, so I have confidence that you have your financial plan in order. Now, if you want to run your company also, you can use this tool to see how well it's performing.
If you're not trying to raise money, you're just trying to run your company.
Yeah, just trying to run your company.
Get control of your cash flow. How about that?
Yeah, you put your data in there. You have the cash flow line at the bottom that shows you what the money flow looks like and whatnot. And you know, small businesses need to use tools like this to be informed so they can make better decisions. We had one lady one time that had a huge expense, and she didn't have any visibility or information. So, and she took a look at our tool, and she said, "Man, if I had this, I would not have made that decision."
Mm-hmm.
That was a killer. It caused me so many problems. I just didn't know.
Well, this puts people out, that kind of behavior puts people out of business. And when they otherwise had a good business, a good product, and a customer base, you can, if you don't manage your cash, you can succeed yourself right out of business. Believe it or not, you can. So check this out, folks. QVINCI.com on the right side, about the middle of the page. Free download this week only. Go there and check that out and get that free program. And thank you, Charles, for making that available. Now, this is an example of what's available out there. I mean, my Brain Trust members, there are about 1,500 plus Brain Trust members. Almost every one of them, Charles, has articles and blog posts and tools and different, so many different things that they make available to whoever wants to show up on their site without any cost. They don't even know they're there. They just give it away. And it's good stuff. These are thought leaders just like you. And we've got the Small Business Development Centers, who by the way, this week are meeting in Orlando. They're having their annual convention. We're going to be talking to those guys a little bit later on this week or next week. But we've got Small Business Development Centers. Charles, they give away help. They give away consulting.
Mm-hmm.
That's their job.
Yep.
The Chamber of Commerce, people in the Chamber of Commerce will help you. Who else we got? We got Women's Business Centers. There are over 100 Women's Business Centers out there, Charles.
Sure. You got SCORE.
SCORE. Thank you.
All over the United
States. I was just about to say that SCORE. These are volunteers, and they couldn't charge you if they wanted to. They have no mechanism for charging you. It's all free.
Right.
The Commerce Department's Commercial Services Division. They've got 120 or 30 offices around the country to help you if you want to learn how to do exporting.
Yeah, and one of the things that, you know, even if you need to pay a little bit of money for a pro advisor, like an Intuit pro advisor, we have this tool inside QVinci that I've developed called Cost of a Mistake.
Now, cost of a mistake. I like
cost
that.
Of a mistake. And it goes like this.
I want to see all mine added up.
Well, I tell you what, I've run this with some of my consulting clients in the past, you know, and it just, their pupils dilate, their heads roll back. Oh, my God.
And their nostrils flare and the veins pop out in their forehead, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. Charles Nagel, folks, he's going to be right back with us. We've got some more free stuff to talk about. Folks, please pay attention to this. Take advantage of this offer, this gracious offer that Charles gave me. He pulled out one of the engines of a program he sells. He's going to give it to you. Check it out. Quick break. 10 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Charles Nagel is our guest and our good friend, CEO of QVinci and founder of QVinci, which, Charles, tell us a little bit about QVinci.
QVinci is a software tool that connects to QuickBooks and Excel very deeply, pulls that data out, aggregates the data, puts it in a meaningful format. A small business guy comes in the morning, woman comes in the morning, gets a cup of coffee, clicks through those things, sees all their important data points, early warning indicators, those kinds of things, can make informed decision, then goes back to working in their business, which is where they're going to spend most of their
time. So it's an application that makes QuickBooks more effective and valuable.
Yeah, well, and it also changes the presentation layer. Usually with QuickBooks, you output and you have a big old pile of numbers, and we give it to you graphically and relationally so you can see trends and so forth and make decisions.
And you've decided to give away one of the engines of that of your program to my audience.
We have an Excel version of the Performa, and it's a financial model.
Yeah.
You put your data in there, you start plugging away, and then you start looking. And you have to look at these things. One of the hard parts is you have to make space in your life for tools so that you can make better decisions. You just do that. Mm-hmm. We're talking about that cost of a mistake tool I had. And the philosophy is this. If you have... This tool is built into the program. If you have something go upside, a project goes upside down to the tune of $25,000. I mean, I had this happen with a customer, and they had a $65,000 snafu, And I said, well, how much do you think that cost? He goes, oh, $65,000.
It costs
$65,000. What's your gross profit margin? Oh, we're learning about 4%, so we did the calculations. And so he had to make like $260,000 to make that $65,000. So you guys are make $260,000 to get that $65,000 back. That's the cost of that mistake, not counting all the soft things around it.
Right.
And you want to avoid problems.
That didn't even count opportunity cost.
Yeah. No, that's just a raw number.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we want to avoid these things as much as possible. So, you know, it's like we were talking earlier about the Pro Advisor Network at Intuit or whatever, you know, get you some counsel, get it free if you can. If you need to bring somebody in to just, you know, a sanity check to make sure that your files are good and this, and you have good practice going and you get a little bit of management stuff around it, avoid problems like the plague. Avoid making bad decisions. Mm-hmm. Avoid cash flow issues like it was leprosy.
Get somebody who can ask you questions.
Yeah.
Because you can't ask yourself these certain questions.
Well, we're too close to it.
When I was a consultant, I found that wherever I went, I used the same problem-solving steps for every single thing that I helped companies with. Obviously, the moving parts were different, perhaps, but the solution, the structure of solving the problem was identical.
Yeah,
and all I did was basically ask the same questions, and they would say, and these were smart people, these weren't dummies, all of them were smarter than me. But I would say, well, Have you noticed that this thing over here is purple? Did you want it to be purple? No. How did that turn purple?
You
can't see.
I went into a company with a $30 million software, doing $30 million a year software company, and had a tremendous product. I mean, a tremendous product. One product carried the entire company. 337 employees.
Wow.
But they had 57 SKUs.
Wow.
So I very simply, I went
into stock keeping units, in individual items. Yeah.
Yeah. My first day of work, obviously I met with the HR department, but I went to the controller's office. I said, I need to see a revenue listing by product listed top to bottom in descending order. And sure enough, the top three products were like 97% of the revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But we were spending all of this time supporting all these other products, the cost structure, rolling them out.
Right.
And some of these products, you got a $30 million company. Some of them they had paid $1,500 on. But you have all this overhead to go on.
And another example of that is the next company you went into, you found out that 97% of the business was coming from one customer.
Yeah.
You know, and that's I found that happened one time, and I thought the guy was going to pass out when I showed him those. I really thought he turned white.
Yeah.
So
what's interesting though, Jim, is the data's there.
Right.
But you got to know. Sometimes you just need someone else to go.
Somebody else.
Look over there and put a finger on something.
Yeah. Folks, get some help, because I'll tell you, and this is the purpose of my professional being, Charles, is to get people to ask for help, to get help. And we try to give it to them here on the show, on all the things that we do. But wherever you have to go, ladies and gentlemen, get help. Because I'll tell you something, Charles, if you've got a good product that people want today, there's no excuse for failing, in my opinion, today, with all the help that there is.
No, and there's no shame in asking for help. I mean, I am blatantly, I'm shameless when it comes to that kind of thing. If I can find somebody who's smart, my job as the CEO is to find and attract really smart people.
To aggregate brain power, right?
Yeah, who can do things that maybe I can't do, and let that person be really intelligent and make good decisions for them.
Charles, I've got to wrap it up. Charles Nagel with QVinci, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for that special offer.
Sure. Thank you, Jim.
Folks, check it out. QVinci, QVinci.com. Check out that special offer from Charles. It's free just for you. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.